Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Revelation chapter 1. Revelation 1 and 9 and 10. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos.
All right.
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We heard that word already.
Yeah, we have. All
right. Meta, the one's word saying that, isn't it?
It is.
Mike, no,
absolutely.
It is now. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, verse 10, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. We see the first verse that we read. He said, I was in the isle called Patmos. Patmos was not a pretty place. In fact, Patmos means, by definition, my killing. It was a place where they would banish political prisoners. It was a place where you were banished, and there you would pretty much spend the rest of your days. And this is where John the Beloved found himself, for basically doing what God had called him to do. He didn't do anything wrong. You look in the scriptures, he was just in God's will. But unfortunately, he found himself in an isle of Patmos, an ugly place, not a pretty place, a place of despair, a place of loneliness. On Patmos, we read that how you can just imagine John was in pain in this isle of Patmos. He was lonely in this isle of Patmos. He was discouraged in this isle of Patmos. He was without hope during this time while he was on the isle of Patmos. In despair on this isle of Patmos. His friends weren't near on this isle of Patmos. He felt like he was being ignored, perhaps, on this isle of Patmos. Forgotten while he's on this isle of Patmos. No hope, no encouragement, no future. What's going on? I don't understand. Why me, Lord? But we find in the very next verse that the Bible says that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You see, it is possible to be in two places at the same time. You can be in despair and in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You can be discouraged and you can also find yourself in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You can feel alone, but you can still find yourself in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You may feel forgotten, but you can still find yourself in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Without hope on your Isle of Patmos, let me tell you, you can wake up in the morning and find yourself in the Spirit in the Lord's day. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall in my Isle of Patmos. I shall arise in the Spirit on the Lord's day. When the Spirit of, when the enemy comes in like a flood on the Isle of Patmos, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against it. When I'm in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. We're in despair. We can still be in the Spirit on the Lord's day, because the Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. In Romans chapter 8, amen, we read, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Sounds like an Isle of Patmos. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Patmos means my killing. Amen. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than, not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, I am convinced, amen, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, my Isle of Patmos, nor things to come, what may come tomorrow that we don't understand, don't know about. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who does. Amen. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Don't get upset during your Isle of Patmos experience. Amen. Just remember, you can get up and you can find yourself in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. Before there was a Pentecost, there was first a Gethsemane. And you know what Gethsemane means? Oil press. Amen. Before you can have that experience you want from God, there will first be pressure. There will first be pain. There will first be agony. But it will be worth it. Amen. It is worth it. You may be in the Isle of Patmos, but guess what? A new day is going to dawn. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. Amen. When Paul and Silas were in prison, the Bible says at midnight, amen, they began to sing and praise. They're in their Isle of Patmos, but at midnight, that's 12 what a.m. It was morning. They were weeping through the night, but morning came to realize, hey, wait a minute. I may be in the Patmos, but I can find myself in the Spirit on the Lord's day. As this new year comes upon us, may we not forget that we can find ourselves in the Spirit on the Lord's day.